from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, I can't bite my tongue any longer, and neither can the audience.
Okay.
I want you to go through your top 10. That's your space. You do your top 10.
Yeah, this is what I'll be watching. You can watch whatever you want.
But, John, no gymnastics, no track and field. We have great sprinters, men and women.
Sure.
Swimming is 10. We own swimming. Swimming's a highlight. It barely cracks your top 10. Instead, we got weightlifting number one. We have archery and shooting occupying two different spots in the top 10.
After he went through those, by the way, I thought field dressing a deer was going to be number four.
Yes. As quickly as possible. And, you want to make sure that you don't cut certain things.
Yep. You are getting these texts.
Okay.
Worst list ever, Jonathan. You were called Jonathan on the ticket.
Well, full
text.
Name. My mom must have sent that.
Chastised like you're a kid who screwed up. A texter says, so someone set up a fryer, threw in 30 donuts with Olympic events inside of each one. Jansen went bobbing for donuts, and this is the order he came up with. It's the only explanation. Signed, Kinger on the ticket text.
I'm not saying that this has to be your list. This is just my list.
Brett in a truck. No track. No gymnastics. Blasphemy, John. Are you even American?
Yes, I am very much American. And as being an American, I have the choice of what I want to watch and what I find important. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not going to watch track and field. I'll watch it. It's entertaining. I'll watch swimming. It's what's going to be on.
But it's not in your top 10.
No.
Ping pong not making John's list makes me question his patriotism.
Well, if you're not going to call it by the right name, then you don't really even know, because that's table tennis. Oh. Table tennis was an honorable mention.
Okay.
Get it right.
John is watching 75 hours of Olympics coverage. Cookies will be playing 75 hours of college football.
That's probably very accurate.
Hey, we got multiple screens. We can keep an eye on the Olympics.
Very accurate. Yes, but you can't eat at the same time.
Not on the couch.
Not
anyway.
On the couch.
Not anything messy. Josh and Clay, I'm with you, John. I don't even lift very many weights, but I'm most excited for weightlifting. You found someone who's with you.
It's amazing to me. All of the Olympic sports are amazing to me because they're doing things that seem superhuman. Whether it's how fast you swim, how fast you run, how far you throw an object, how accurate you are in shooting or archery. Like, they are performing their individual skill at superhuman levels. That's what attracts me to the Olympics. I want the United States of America, to win as many golds and certainly more than anybody else.
Well, so it's funny you say that, because I look at the Olympics in a similar way. Like, I like seeing our athletes stand at the very top of the medal stand with a gold medal over their, around their neck. You left out gymnastics, which features Simone Biles, who is one of our great Olympians going into this. Mm-hmm. Noah Lyles and Sha'Carri Richardson are two phenomenal speed runners, sprinters.
Sure.
They are going to have a chance, and many people believe will be wearing gold medals. And those sports didn't make your top 10. Ledecky's barely in your top 10.
Yeah. I mean, that is you do you.
I know, John, but I got to tell you what I think.
That's fine.
As much as you got to tell us what you think.
John is big on the weightlifting. He's really going to have to dig for that, especially if he wants. You said you want to see it on the big screen. John, you're really going to have to dig for that. You might have to watch NBC for the first time in your life.
Well, yeah. No question. And it's not on until the very end of the Olympics. I think the first day is the 7th of August. So we're going to have to go deep into it to figure out, okay, when is this going to be on? And then where is it going to be? That's why I downloaded the app. And by the way, if you do want to know more about the Olympics, this is unsolicited. I was playing around with the app last night, and there are different games, different, events. If you want to learn more about, if you go to that event on the app, they have samples, examples of what, and they even talk about some of the rules, because there are some that I don't think should be Olympic sports.
Well, let's talk about that, because I noticed, and I'm not criticizing you, you didn't have break dancing, or breaking as they call it, in your yes. top 10. My understanding is it's not going to be in the 2028 Olympics, which will be here in the U.S. When you were putting together this top 10, did you come across other sports like breaking that you were like, how is this even in the Olympics?
Well, so I'm 48. I'm not old guy, but this is most likely going to come across as old guy take.
You're going to sound like you're 58 or even 68 when you yeah. say it.
They have an X Games for a reason. And BMX freestyle, BMX racing, mountain bike, breakdancing, skateboarding, sport climbing, I think that's where they live. And when they have the X Games, I do watch those. Not nearly as much as I watch the Olympics, but I do watch those because, again, they are doing superhuman things. I just don't think they belong in the Olympics.
We'll throw that question out to people. Add, subtract sports from the Olympics. You can add sports if you don't want to call in and take away Olympic glory from one of our athletes. What would you add to the Olympics? I know in the U.S. in 2028, there will be some new additions. 248-539-9797. One more time on behalf of Heather, I can't believe you left gymnastics out of your top 10. She would be mortified.
She would be appalled.
She has told the story about how when she was younger, she would watch the gymnasts and think like, oh, I want to do that. And now she's got Emily watching, and she's like, you know, big-eyed watching yep. the Olympics. So well, on behalf of Heather, one more time.
One of my favorite teams at Michigan is both the men's and women's gymnast and gymnastics teams. And the men's team has, I think, three members of their team competing in the men's gymnastics. Their coach, Coach Chow, is one of the coaches. Sean Bormet, wrestling. He's got a number of athletes competing for a number of different countries. That's part of when I'm watching this, what I'm watching, because I know them. Like, I get a chance to talk to these kids. I get the chance to know the coaches. So I'm that's my bias, clearly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.